This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing in the Sefer Tzipis al Yeshua. And the Chafetz Chaim is now going to address the stirring question. What's the delay? What is taking so long? And the Chafetz Chaim says, Ve'etzem inyan ho'ichar yesh tshuva pshuta. The inherent reason for the delay, there's a simple reason. What's the reason? Ki hinei ha-kosav oimer, because the pasuk says, V'dor revi yoshuvu hena, the fourth generation will come back to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem tells Avram Avinu that your children will be exiled in a land that does not belong to them. And the fourth generation will return. Why? Why so long? Why can't the second generation return? The sin of the Amorite will not be complete until now. Which means that even though Hashem promised Avram that Klal Yisrael will come back to Eretz Yisrael, but there has to be a just reason to chase out those who are occupying it, the Amorim. And their sin had not reached its completion yet. Their sin has not been complete. Says the Chafetz Chaim, there it was only seven nations. And nevertheless, nevertheless, when it came time for Hashem to fulfill His promise, the children of Avram had to wait hundreds of years until their sin was complete. So think about it. Hashem had a promise. He promised He's going to bring us back. And yet, we were waiting for Hashem to bring us back because in the meantime, the Amori were on the land and their sin did not max out yet. So says the Chafetz Chaim, there was only seven nations. And yet we had to wait until their sin reached a boiling point. So in the end of days, we're going to have to wait until the sins of all the nations of the world reach a boiling point. And that could take a lot longer. So therefore, nowadays, the whole world has to be purified. And everything has to come under the dominion of God, Umelch Mashiach, and the King of Mashiach. Kamaimra Akasav Daniel, like the Pasuk says in Daniel, Vele Yehiv Sholten Vikar Umalchu, and to him it will be given dominion, honor, kingship, so that all the nations could serve him. Targum Veloy Tinasin Shulten Vikavin Umalchus. So Huchrach Hadavrli Mashach Zman Rab. It has to take a lot of time. Which means like this, that it's not enough that Hashem promised, but the nations of the world have to be deserving of being displaced. And that will be when their sin reaches a boiling point. So for instance, if we live in a time where we see that the nations of the world are committing atrocities, that means Hashem is expediting the Geula. He knows that the Geula can only happen even when the time has come, when the nations of the world, when their sins reach a boiling point. So if we see that they're committing egregious sins, so we need to know, then it's speeding up the Geula. So as terrible as what happened was, nevertheless, there's an element of benefit for the Jewish people in that it speeds up the coming of the redemption. V'yoyser mizeh. Moreover, you see, the first time we came into Eretz Yisrael, it was only temporary. So therefore, even if the sin did not reach the boiling point, it was sort of okay, because it wasn't a complete geula for us. Lahaya el lezman, it was only for a short amount of time, like the holy books tell us. Aval ha-geula ha-achrayna, but the final redemption, Hazai, he achris kalagalias, is the end of all the exiles. Shaloya oid shumgalas, there won't be any further exile. Umamela hukhrichu lasakin kol hakel kulam. Therefore, since here we come to another principle, that the purpose of galus is to correct any corruption. Now, when it came to earlier galusim, Hashem said, "Well, even if you're not completely clean, maybe you'll get it right before the end of the day. One day you'll get it right, but this is the last chance. There won't be another galus. So we have to fix all the kokulim that Klal Yisrael had from the time we were a nation, ba'arichas hagalus, through the length of the exile, yisukan hakal, everything will be rectified." V'gam ha-galus hu tseiruv gadol levar hara min ha-toiv. Likewise, the galus is a great purification to select evil from good. Therefore, chamaymer ha-kasa b'Daniel, like the pasuk says in Sefer Daniel, all the way at the end, b'soifai, yizbararu, it will be explained, v'yislabnu will become clear, v'yitzarfu will be purified, rabim, many will gain a very clear understanding of the ways of Hashem, ulchol zeh tzarich zman rav, this all requires a lot of time. So therefore, the Chafetz Chaim is explaining that the reason for the length of the galus is basically twofold, that this is what it seems. Reason number one is, even after a promise has been made, but those who are being displaced, their sin has to warrant their punishment, and so to speak, reach a boiling point. And if the seven nations that took four generations, then the 70 nations maybe will take 40 generations. So they have to reach, Hashem has to determine that the nations of the world reach a point of shalem avoyin ha'amayri. And furthermore, the sins of the Jewish people need to be rectified, need to be niskan. And this is basically the last chance, because there are no more galusin after this. So it is incumbent upon us to be misakin, not some sins, but all the sins of the Jewish people. And that is rectified through the arichas ha-galus. Bezus Hashem, tomorrow we're going to try to finish Parak Beis. And until then, I wish everyone a wonderful day. Call to everyone.
But the Tachi Sparrow will be explained, or does it loosen in fire?
I'm touching it to be explained. And that comes from the Abar Benel's Perush on Daniel. But it could also mean to be cleansed, but and that's how that Barbanel understands it. Yisbarara, it will become borer. Okay? Hatzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.